If enough unsolved anomalies appear and the model can't be patched up to explain them, the model crisis step is reached. And that's where the model is obviously no longer capable of solving the field's current problems. Going back to our example of remedial education, we know that it didn't solve or change anything. Some districts are doing away with it and using a much more integrated approach. On the other hand, some districts are boosting their remedial programs, sometimes at great expense. This approach comes from the belief that they were doing the right thing, just not enough of it. This is a good example of a model crisis because people either intensify what they're already doing, even if they acknowledge that it doesn't work very well, while others eliminate it completely and look for something else. Decisions can no longer be made rationally at this step. Guesswork and intuition must be used instead. It's a time when new ideas, new theories, and new approaches may be tried. In the case of remedial education, deficit theory is being replaced by appreciative inquiry or asset theory, in which schools try to understand the assets that children do bring to school with them and capitalize on those to build effective educational programs. This approach is starting to reach other educational institutions as well, including places as diverse as the financial industry and the United States Navy.